rocking out with LFOD.
LFOD Radio, live free or die.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio,
live free or die.
LFOD Radio, boy.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, live free or die. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and I am joined tonight by the one and only A-Ball.
The only A-Ball. Yeah. The only. It's just me and us and him. But yeah.
What's happening, man?
Not too much. Honestly, a lot, though. I always say not too much.
Yeah.
And it's really a lot. Like, I just finished the class, and I was still just as busy. So I finally have no more Spanish to talk about, so we're not hearing about that no more. But even after that, I was like, word, I have all this free time. I felt this literally, like, explosion of pure fire. As soon as I, like, finished at 2 a.m.,
yeah.
I was like... Like, I like had this, like, I wasn't tired. I knew I was exhausted throughout the whole day. And then I was just like, I danced in my room for like a whole hour and just stayed up till like 4 a.m. and was just like, I'm finally free to do what I want, you know?
Dude, you're out here.
Yeah.
And now you're just busy again.
Yeah. Because I was like, let me do all these things. And I'm realizing, I think I learned it from my mom, but we just put too much on our plates. Like,
yeah.
And I can see her do it. And I'm like, Mom, stop breaking your back over this. But then I'm going to bed later that night and I'm like, I've been doing that too.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's a flaw in its own way, but it's also a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're aware of it. So if you do want to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have been, I think I definitely like a number of times have realized like that is too much of a commitment. And I usually like, I feel like it gets to this point where it's just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And then I find this balance point eventually where I'm kind of working everything out, but someone will come up to me like, can you help me do this? Or do you have time to do that? And I'm just immediately like, no, like nope. I know the cap clearly, but like getting there is always fuzzy.
Yeah.
In terms of my busyness.
Well, yeah. When you're doing new things too, you don't really, you don't know what you don't know. So yeah. You might be like, yeah, this will probably take 3 hours.
Yeah.
And 9 hours later, you're like, well, I didn't have 9 hours. I had exactly 3.
Yeah, I think that's so key is that typically I just think like I could do 3 of those things in a day. And yeah. Then you get through like thing 2 and you're like,
Yeah, you know, there's more.
Like, yeah.
Well. One of the things you've been doing you did was you went to New York City.
I did.
And you got into a dance battle.
I did. Yeah. I wish I did a little better. But honestly, everything is a learning experience. And I think that I needed that. I needed that so bad.
Like, yeah.
First of all, that was the first time I ever got to like actually be in New York because I used to pass through all the time going from Philly to Boston. But I was in there and I was like, wow, like this city is so jumping. I wonder what's going on right now, you know, but I'm just going to go to Boston because my bus is just stopping here for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or Secaucus, you know, and you're like, hey, New York, and you go right by it. Basically, I was just staying with my friend in a like basically the bottom left corner of the Bronx, but a different neighborhood, and it was so immersive. Like I was just like 45 minutes from downtown, and all the dance, all the like cityness. First of all, I got out of my own house, so I didn't have to do any chores, and I was just like, obviously, I was spending a lot of money because I was eating out, but like yeah. I was like, I don't have no dishes to do. This is great, but other than that, like I had so some.
What was the event though?
Oh, the event. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like I'm just curious.
Yeah.
So the event. The stage. Why were you
so
there?
So the event was hosted by Kingdom Breakers in New York. Shout out, because they had a dope event. It was just this little thing in Long Island. Like it was way out. We took a train, and it was so packed. It was like I thought it was going to be this low key little thing, and then everybody competing was like very very talented, and the first person that I went against in my rounds went to the finals, and
okay.
she was superb. Like I think that I had an okay first round. Like I was like hyped and I was ready to go. And basically like within the battles, you have to be just ready to dance to any kind of song.
Okay.
And I think that I realized that I have to be like well-versed in a lot of different dance styles if I want to just go into an all styles jam and be like, I'm going to win this, you know,
yeah.
Like it's kind of, It's like learning. Yeah, it's like learning to do stuff in tournaments, like dancing the dance, you know, like kind of walk the walk, talk the talk. And every battle I go to, I learn a little bit more about what I need to do to improve myself in battles. And that's great. But I also realize that all styles battles, like, they're not really my thing.
Yeah, because you're more focused.
Yeah. Someone literally, we went to a studio later, and one of the judges that I stayed with, Elmer Martinez, shout out, he's doing a lot in New York. He's done a lot in Boston, and he's got a event in Boston coming up, Rebirth Volume 3. And if you're interested in dance, check it out for sure.
Do you know when that is?
No. Date not disclosed yet. It's still, yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming, yeah. It should be in the spring, probably right. March.
Please let us know.
Yeah, I will. I'll keep you all posted. And yeah, it's it was a pleasure to hang out with him. And honestly, in that studio in New York, we were at the front desk, and someone was like, "What kind of dancer are you?" And I was like, "I don't know." Like there are styles like popping, whacking, locking, breaking, crumping, and everyone sort of in Boston learns a lot of all of them.
Okay.
Or like they will start somewhere, hang out with those guys for 2 years, move somewhere else. Some people kind of are like born into one area and they really make that their number one thing. And then they go and like take classes here and there. And I would say it's a very spread out kind of like, you can kind of go where you want with your dance style. And I think that all styles tournaments are like, they're very focused on each individual style.
Yeah.
And if you're seriously good at like one classic style, like whacking, voguing, locking or popping, I think you can do, or breaking. Those are all very like old school, kind of like classic hip hop type dance styles. And if you focus on one of those like really religiously, then I think you can do very well in the battles that I've seen, like in Boston and this most recent one.
So, but you said you don't know what type of dancer you are.
Yeah.
And then he said something.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. So he said, I'm a new school dancer.
Okay.
So I guess like if you put on some new trap song or something, I could kill it. But like you put on a classic like James Brown and expect me to get all like pop locky, like, I could maybe do some of it, but I'm not going to be that lit. Like I have to, it's got to be like a vibe of a song instead of just like pure funk, you know, from like the late 80s.
Got you.
Yeah. I did get sidetracked there. I was like,
I got you. We brought it back.
We brought it back. But yeah, it's a whole tricky thing. And honestly, it was also a learning experience to me that I think that I should just do videos. I don't need to be like a battle king, you know, like I can just post videos, and if they get better and better with time, people will start messing with them more and more with time.
And let's record a couple.
Yeah, let's do it.
We already have a couple. Yeah. On the low.
On the low.
They're coming.
Yeah.
So you did well, man. You learned stuff and you got some props and you know where to focus now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited.
I think, you know, anyone who feels like they have gone out and tried to like show out and maybe came up short in the dance world, if you're listening, I hope dancers are listening. That would be exciting. But basically, if you feel like you kind of screwed up and you're just like walking home with an L, then like don't get like that, because you're going to learn so much just by going back and never giving up, because I lose every battle that I enter. But I swear to God, like I have some recognition, I think. Like,
and you get better every time.
Yeah,
too.
What's the word? Notoriety. I have some notoriety in the dance world in Boston. And like even my friend was telling me, like, people talk about you. And I was like, really?
What's
and it's like,
up?
it's a new thing where I'm realizing I catch people's eye, even trained dancers. Like, I catch their eyes when I dance as well.
Word.
And it's just a new thing. I feel like I'm kind of emerging.
Win or lose, you're in the ring.
Yes.
And that automatically puts you in a different class than people who aren't getting in the ring.
Right, yeah.
It takes a lot to keep getting in there.
Yeah, it does.
Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What I want to know, too, for the dancers that are listening, you'll have to give us all their ads and stuff so we can let people know.
For sure.
how did Boston stack up to New York? Because you went with a crew, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, so it was about to be a crew, but it was just two of us.
Okay.
There was our friend who was judging, and then me and another friend of ours. So
okay.
It was a small squad, but we were a cutthroat team.
Yeah?
In a way, yeah.
The other guys did well?
Yeah, so the whole battle had like a redemption round set up where if you lost your first round, you were set into a second bracket of like losers.
Yeah.
They started saying learners later.
Consolation, yes. Or something. Yeah, yeah.
The learners bracket, not okay. The losers bracket.
That's nice.
But I felt like a loser because I lost, but yeah, that's not
you're a... Not first, you're last.
Yeah, pretty much. But my friend, Lizzie Suave, shout out. He's up in Thailand doing Muay Thai and lots of cool stuff right now. And he's also a dope dancer. He's great at crumping. He can tut like nobody else in Boston. And he can do a lot of stuff. He can pop. He can do a lot of stuff. And he didn't win his first round, but he won his redemption round. And then he kept winning and winning and winning, and he made it to semifinals. And so he was in the top four by the end of it, even nice. Though he like, and that means that he had to go through.
He had to climb way back up the mountain. He had to beat all the
other people and then beat all the other people again.
Yeah.
Like all the other people, other people. And then like, then he was there and he like nearly grasped it. But like, it was very, very entertaining to watch. Like,
I'm sure he was like, tired.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see it. Like in his last round, he actually finished his freestyle by like, very like his name is Suave and he really does live up to it. He goes back and he's like just leans against the back of the wall like I'm done. And yeah. It was one of the most savage things I've ever seen, to be honest.
So Boston hung with New York though.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I think that we definitely represented.
That's what's up.
And I did too. You know, I didn't get officially as far as him, but I know that in the ciphers outside of like the actual rounds of the official competition, I was definitely like catching eyes.
Dude, that's going to be fun. So you guys just like rock like non-competitively.
Oh yeah.
In a cypher.
Oh yeah. It's not all dance battling when everyone, it's not like people show up and they're like, I'm going to save my best moves for the battle. You know, some people do really think that way. But when you walk in, there's just like a dance circle. They want everyone to get warmed up and they want everyone to feel comfortable with each other. Word. Most of all, because that's what, I mean, like battles, some people will walk in and be like, I'm here for that $500 prize. Like I'm killing all y'all, you know?
Yeah.
And like, they might have some friends, but their friends are probably like the non-dancers that they brought and they like don't really chill with other people.
Right.
And I'm not talking about anyone in particular, but sometimes you hear about like someone just gets real competitive and it's like, you know, maybe they don't make it that far in the battle and then they just like get pissed or like, you can see that they're not there to chill with anybody or have a good time. They're just like
pure business,
you know, really mean mugging and like, just like, I'm here to win, you know? And you know, when you're good, sometimes that's a vibe that you need to be on. But like, I think that when I go to battles, it's always just such a family vibe that like, I don't always like to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you can be good and not be in that energy, you know? Like lots of people do that and there's no need to be sour or negative like upon entrance in my opinion.
I feel that. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play a record and then I'm going to tell you about my weekend.
All right.
Yo, thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Yeah.
I feel like we're getting to know you, A-Ball.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm getting to know this microphone. No. Yeah, no, we're definitely vibing.
All right, so we're going to rock this new Naji Janey record, Skeletor.
Ladies and gentlemen, black sky, y'all wait. Yeah, let's go. Raw spillage, y'all wait. Huh? Nobody's. Cash is the fifth always. BFG. Let's go. I can feel it. Have mercy. Yeah.
Hey yo, and Remember. I'ma always keep the upper hand, standing in the land of piranhas. But Uncle Sam don't understand, I'm a man of honor. So I plant seeds off plants of marijuana. The future, aiming the cannon at Sarah Connor. Whoa, Millitron, Black Fist, antagonist. Cut them bitches off when the ball drop, fabulous. Cut ties, I was riding with the savages. But doing time now, I'm trying to get established. My mind and my soul, thank God I don't know you neither. You talk about these hoes, these niggas ain't loyal either. My life is on ice, they say that boy is a freezer. But when I'm on the mic, they say that boy is a fever. Two shots of that crown royal, I got a leader. No, them niggas ain't down for you, I don't believe ya. You ain't on my level is out of orbit. I'm launching missiles out of my shadow to level corporate. I'm a barbarian, flows is Targaryen. Play the Game of Thrones, my bones tough as Valerian. I never slip, I'm whipping, gripping the bowler. A whole banana clip couldn't knock the chip off my shoulder. I'm on the mothership and they plotting to tip it over. You f***ing with the skipper, my nigga, your trip is over. Black Captain Kirk, I rap reserved to get my homies off the phone tabs. Trapping work, you smell up, huh? Let's go. How you doing? Hey yo, this is how it sounds when you feel you been through it all. Down so many times when I'm up, I go through withdrawal. 100 miles and running, I pray I don't hit the wall. Ain't no time to hate on your paper, my nigga ball. Mama told me, son, some things don't ever change. My nigga still slaves on waves and heavy chains. The prison yards, the new plantation, they do is rotten. What's even worse, crack cocaine is the newest cotton. Back where I was from, there wasn't too many options. Mama had me young, had to give me up for adoption. Papa was a bitch, if I see him, I'll probably snuff him. But I'm alive and breathing, so deep inside I can love him. Pain is the game, rejoice on your own accord. Cause happiness is poison, there's no avoiding the morgue. I need a lot of Georges, girls that's really gorgeous. Powered by horses, Lamborghinis and Porsches. My brain is a fortress, forces can't detect. A man without a plan is the man that I can't respect. God flow, I'm coming live from Planet X. Kamikaze Kush, I'm crash landing the jet. Roxbury Mass, my hometown in the city. And I ain't gotta tell them, they know from how I get busy. You got beats, then you got those swipes. So fuck if Mike Will made it, I ain't got no type to smell them. Huh? Yeah. You're all welcome. You're all welcome. You're all welcome. You're all welcome. You're all
welcome. Yo, that is a slap.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. That is Jameel Malik. Black Fist Always. Straight out of Roxbury, apparently. I love it. Word. Good morning, Boston. This is AWOL, and we are going to get to part two of LFOD Radio right here. WMFO Medford. Peace.
All right, we're back. LFOD Radio. That was Skeletor off the brand new Najee Janey record. That's Word. Produced by Gib DJ.
Gib? G-I-B?
G-I-B space DJ.
Word. Shout out to him. I like it. It gives me New York State of Mind vibes.
Word.
It sounds like Nas-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I felt that. Beat.
Yeah.
So, Gib is, he's a special dude.
Yeah.
So, I actually met him this weekend.
Oh, really?
He was our guest at The Shift.
Oh, very fun.
As well. So I was in a very small room with him all day Sunday.
It looked
from like noon to probably 9:30.
Nice.
Just making beats in there all day. And it's wild. Like, I'm going to play some of it. I can't wait for you to hear it. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Word.
Because it was so fun. So huge shout out to him. If you don't know what The Shift is, six times a year in collaboration with AR Classic, we post up at Union Sound and we bring in a featured producer. They clock in at noon, they clock out at 8 p.m., make as many beats as they want to or as they can in that time period.
Hence
and then
the
we
name.
Have a, yep, they're working. Then we have a release. Then we have a release party that night, and the album's on Audio Mac, same night as well. So
wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So and Audio Mac.
Yeah,
like
that's the website. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
AudioMac.com, or you can just go to at The Shift BOS, and the link is in the bio.
Okay.
But
I thought you were referring to Apple Music.
No. There's way too many samples to put it anywhere else.
Facts.
But it's cool because it's a, even though a lot of these guys make a lot of beats, they don't always, you know, sit down and force themselves to do it for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So it's cool because it's a sharpening experience.
Word.
But the beats were wild, dude. I think beat number one was at like 220 BPM, and it just went from there, dude. It was race car music.
Nice.
Crazy grime beat. It was wicked fun, too, because he would just... so much laughter. Like some people when they create, they're just like they're really trying to, like, it would be hilarious if the beat did this. Yeah. It was like that mentality. What's like the wildest thing we could do?
Okay.
So anybody could jump in and throw in suggestions, and he was just grabbing stuff and catching things.
That's neat.
The grime beat we had it turned into like a grime freestyle session, everyone doing their London town accents, you know.
Nice.
Skepta impressions. But it was really cool. So shout out to everyone who rolled through. A lot of cats did.
What's the process for like signing up for one of these 8-hour shifts?
There is a submission form
on
the AR Classic website. So mostly it's DM The Shift Boston. The Shift BOS.
The Shift.
And you'll get a link sent back to you with a form to fill out.
Solid.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a friend who might be interested in that. He goes for hours.
Have him reach out. Because, a big part of it is, like, being able to do it.
Yeah.
He
could run the distance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was wild. It was dope. I'm not going to shout everyone who came through because I'll forget someone, but a lot of people came through and it was fire. A lot of good conversations.
Word.
Lots of education, lots of entertainment.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and Union Sound just redid their shop as well. Shout out to Loman.
Word.
It's looking nice. So, Beau Market's
that's good.
Cool.
I got to get out. I knew that there was a lot happening this weekend, and I was like just drained.
There's probably going to be, well, we'll talk about this in 1 second.
Okay.
The night before was Nightworks. I got to give a huge shout out to the Nightworks crew. Yeah. That was bonkers. It was their 2-year anniversary out there at Backlash Beer.
Awesome.
Major performances. Daedalus headlined, which was wild. We interviewed him and Wiley Cable and Obuxum. So keep an eye out. We'll be dropping those. Had some, I've really been enjoying the conversations I've been having recently. So
that's
cool that they're all being recorded. So
yeah.
I get to share them with people.
That's lit.
Like, oh, we talked about this. It was crazy. Like, talk about it with me. Like,
I'm
happy to.
We can post our little snippets on Insta and, you know, start some super dope conversations.
Yeah. Hopefully. Oh, dude, we were talking about like string theory and like,
oh, word.
How like sound as a sense versus sight, like the complexities and how it potentially like it more advanced than sight. You can get nuances and depths to it.
I'm like trying to think about what I might know about those topics about.
Dude, we got into it. It was like, very cool.
I can speculate about stuff.
No, you'll have to check it out. We're gonna be dropping those on our IGTV and stuff like that, and they'll all be on YouTube. They'll all be on the new LFOD.life.
Solid.
That's the website.
It's looking snazzy. I did check it out.
Thank you. We're beyond the .com. It's just LFOD.life. Dude, I forgot to do our whole...
So 2010s.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
Yo, we got that vision.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I forgot to do the intro. So we have the LFOD.life, but we got to shout out the record company.
Yeah.
For letting us record here.
For sure.
Or welcoming us here. We got to shout out our patrons.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, patreon.com/LFOD.life. We got to tell people... at LFOD Radio on everything, LFOD Life on Facebook. Got 150 plus podcasts out.
Yeah.
Including Pomegranate, which dropped this morning.
There we
DJ Wysham, K Watts. Subscribe so you get new ones right away.
They're flowing. We're pumping them out.
Yeah, man. So what I was gonna segue to, that you led into so nicely was the next shift is probably January 4th.
Okay.
That's probably going to be the last one that I will be around for a little bit.
Word. Not word.
Because as you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Well, dude, you know, you could always start popping up in my place if you wanted.
I would be honored.
Where?
I can.
We'll set it up.
I can try to fit the things in, and you'll get to meet, I will do my best.
You'll get to meet the archetype effort. And Loman. Although Word. Loman's a bad influence, so.
I'm a bad influence.
You guys would influence each other. Just actually, I'm worried now thinking about it.
Like the two of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
watch
excited
out.
Now.
So the reason that's going to be the last one is this season has been a lot different. And I think people kind of get that idea because they're watching and they're saying like, whoa.
It's a little glossy or something.
Yeah, it looks like they're sitting at this table. And people who are listening, thank you for your patience because we know the sound quality has dipped and dived and dodged and we've settled on where we want it. But basically what happened is we have been recording off air. So we're not recording live anymore, which is what led to us kind of building this studio from scratch. We originally thought we were going to be like a nice little talk show and have some lav mics.
Oh, yeah. Lav.
And get this apparatus out of our face.
Yeah.
But we learned, if you watch a talk show, you'll notice they're always sitting like a minimum of 2.5 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
And that's because the mics pick up everything.
Yeah.
So that
especially if you got a fat chain.
Yeah, especially if you have a fat chain. So you end up having every single mic picking up every single person talking, and then it just gets super muddy. Now we have these wicked focus mics, and it's coming in super clear. So we've been like testing and building as we go. So that's been a wild experience.
Yeah. Definitely been like, oh crap, you know, like this came out weird or that came out weird. But you know, we're fixing things. People from the record company, when I came in today, they were just saying like, the felt is so cool. Like, we love that you put it in. And I was like, really? Thanks. Like, we did it because it made our audio sound better.
Yeah, we're using them.
But it does look great. Like, doesn't it?
Check out the felt.
Yeah, it's nice. I like the color pattern. I don't know why.
It's funny because Amanda, like, hates the felt.
Really?
She's not here to defend herself. We won't say it. But she's commented. I think
she did. I don't know. I don't remember anything particularly negative. I think she just was saying, like, it's felt. I don't remember, actually.
I don't think she was a big fan, but she can correct the record if she has to.
Yeah, she'll let us know.
Yeah, she will. So leave in the comments, Amanda. You know. So
we'll make the whole Insta post, like, what did you think, Amanda?
Yeah.
She'll have, like, tag her. She'll have to answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I should have showed up.
So we've definitely been rebuilding it, and we've been recording. Here's the part people don't know. Is we've been recording multiple times a week, stacking episodes.
You don't know, but I know.
Because I'm going on a bit of a road trip in January. So probably the second week of January.
Okay.
I'm hitting the road.
Yeah.
Which means LFOD's hitting the road. And we're going to be popping up in other cities and connecting with other artists around the country.
Yeah.
And figuring out, as much as we focused on connecting the dots in this city, in this region,
mm-hmm.
with all the different things we've been doing, now I think it's time to start connecting them city by city,
right.
Because there's definitely scenes like ours around the country.
There has to be.
And artists around the country that would rock with the artists we rock with, and that fans of the artists we're fans of would be fans of, et cetera.
Definitely.
And we can all, I told someone this recently, everyone that comes on here, it's like people I enjoy talking to and that I know, and I want to introduce you all to each other. So if you're checking any of these all out, you know, trying to be the glue that connects all of you together.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to, if any of you want to connect with each other, artists, fans, whatever, hit me up.
Yeah.
Hit us up. But
it kind of makes me think, honestly. Like, I feel like there are some artists that will say, like, you got to make it in Boston. You know, you got to, like, stay in the city and work your way here.
Yeah.
And I like that, you know, like, but at the same time, I think that what you're doing is so necessary because I feel like lately Boston is kind of getting noticed in the media. I think that, like, the rest of the country, it feels like we were sort of a second rate city, to be honest. And I was like,
in the music scene?
Yeah. And just because we're smaller than places like New York and LA, but we also still have this vibrant culture that does get noticed, even though we're not as large in size and like international, like inflow of people.
Right.
But like, and that's what I think is so awesome is that like, we're kind of like, I feel like we're almost in like New York's shadow, but not. We're not like in any kind of shadow because we're making our own thing. We're doing our own thing. And the only way I feel like we're really going to like sort of take a piece of the pie that we deserve is if we go out of the city, not necessarily to be like, I'm going to just go be famous in LA. I'm going to just go be famous in New York, but like put a freaking Boston shirt on and then go to LA and be like, I am from Boston. And that is where I turned dope. And
that's why
you're going to notice this.
The pressure will make diamonds. That's for sure.
Boston
got next. Yeah. Shout out Y-Sham.
Yeah.
Dude, then that's the thing is like, I would love. So a big reason why I started LFOD is because I don't want artists to have to move out of Boston to make it in music in Boston. I want there to be platforms where they can stay in Boston in their home and do what they want.
It's so big.
Yeah. But I do feel like a part of getting to that place is hitting the road and letting people know and bringing some eyes back.
Yeah,
so we're going to be, I'm going to be heading down the coast. I'm basically driving to LA via Florida. So I'm heading all the way down the
coast. That's a lot.
Yep. And then I'm going to bang.
Get yourself an oil change.
Across the bottom. Oh yeah. The car's getting checked out. I'm going to bang across the bottom of the country out to LA.
Sick.
And the idea is to stop in a bunch of cities along the way and meet, I don't know, 3 to 5. Because otherwise it's going to be overload. But, you know, a good group of artists in each city, start sharing their interviews and stuff. And then when I get to LA, and I think I'll go to LA, but like if I get to Atlanta and like that's as far as I need to go, like maybe I'll be there. It's really going to be super open. Yeah. But when I get to LA, then I'll be able to show them what we're up to, what we've been up to, and then how do we bring some of that magic back? So when I come back at the end of this trip, we can all level up, you know? And even if the answers aren't there, we'll have connects throughout the country, and maybe now we can start flying artists back and forth, swapping shows, doing this and that. There's
so
much
dancers?
Potential.
Did I hear that?
They're answers? Always included. I said... Where? Artists, but
artists?
Dancers are artists.
They are, yeah. But okay, I'm sorry to trip you up like that.
No, you're good. So, what I am gonna do? This is where I need people's help.
Yeah,
we're about to start dropping images that, in large letters, say, "Who is your favorite artist in blank?" And it'll have a town or an area. Some places it's literally, "Who's your favorite artist in Arizona?" Because I'm not gonna be specific there.
Yeah.
But who's your favorite artist in New Orleans? Who's your favorite artist in Atlanta? Who's your favorite in the DMV? I know Tony White is going to have a ton of stuff for us. And I want people to let us know who they'd like us to talk to there, and then we'll start setting it up and connecting with people that, you know, you're already interested in. So we're going to do that, and I'm really excited for it. And what that means is we've been recording these extra episodes. So we're still going to be dropping episodes all spring, even though the crew's not together. We're doing our work.
Yeah.
We're doing it backwards, you know?
Yeah, in a way.
Instead of like...
We're cramming for
the rest
thing,
of the world is relaxing. It's holiday time. Right. Everyone's like taking their foot off the gas,
not
coasting. We're working harder than ever.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, but we're going to kind of have the spring off in a way,
because
we're just going to be like in our zone. There's not going to be deadlines, pressure. We're just going to be doing
it's
what we do.
Blooming flowers and tranquility.
And these episodes are all going to be like scheduled in advance. They're just going to be getting released. Everything's beautiful. Automated. shout out to Thomas. He's working hard too. You know, everyone's really busting it right now. So that's the plan. And we'll be dropping interviews with those other artists along the way too. So it'll be cool. So if you haven't been tuned in, you're going to want to, because we're going to put you on to some artists, you know, around the country with some fresh styles that you may not know anything about. And they're going to be doing extra bars too.
Yes.
That's what I'm excited about.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to have extra bars cranking. Mm. So
it's gonna be a good time. I can't wait to like stay tuned to wherever you're going. I'll be I'll just open up Instagram and be like, what? Sam's in like, I don't know, Indiana right now.
Yep.
Cincinnati, who knows?
The Natty. yeah, we'll be out there, man. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to be very transparent about the trip. So you will be able to follow along.
Solid.
So I think, or I know, the LFOD radio page is going to still be mostly interviews and stuff. And I think the LFOD life page is going to be where more of the behind the scenes stuff. I think those stories will be cranking. Cause if you've been tuning in for artistry, you might not necessarily want to have, a flood of, road trip footage on the radio page, but, I'll probably sneak a few in here and there, but, LFOD life should be cranking. I'm going to be hitting a bunch of national parks along the way.
Yes.
That's why I'm going out of Florida. I'm hitting the Everglades.
You gotta take some tree pictures for me.
Tree pictures?
Yeah, because I took hundreds this summer.
Yeah, I'll get some trees.
We'll swap.
Oh, dude, I'm going to one of the oldest old growth, or the oldest old growth forest in the North Americas.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's in South Carolina.
God, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool. You're like, dude, touch trees.
I'm not going to come back to the same person. I'm literally a tree hugger
at this point.
Yeah, no, I'll hug a couple for you.
I read some weird Taoist thing about like trees having healing vibrations.
Yeah.
It's like, crystals are like this. And I was like, oh my gosh, now trees are like this. And like,
the more we learn about trees, the more impressive they are.
They are very impressive.
They're real, they're communities. Organism. They communicate underground a lot of times.
They can sense moisture, like radiating from sources of water underground. It's actually really neat.
I'm going to miss my bonsai tree, actually. I'm literally hiring someone to take care of
it. It's a bonsai tree.
Yeah.
You have to pass it down to your sons.
I never even thought about that, but it'll be passed.
A 1,000-year tree, right?
Isn't that they can live, I think, until you kill them.
Wow.
I mean, maybe. Can a tree, how would a tree die?
By dying. They have lifespans.
Do they?
A lot of them do, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They just sort of stop. They just stop, and then their wood slowly decays. And they actually call those hazard trees because in forests where fires don't come through often, you see a lot of dead trees because they didn't get burned down. They just died naturally. And they're dangerous because it's decaying wood, but it's a 100-pound log that could fall at any time.
Moment, yeah.
Yeah, and they're also really nasty to cut down.
Well, now I'm going to Google how much longer my bonsai tree has to live. Thanks.
I think, no, but bonsais are magical.
Yeah, there's different times. But yeah, no, I think it'll live quite a while.
It'll be all right.
So, like I said, we're planning to hit. If you know artists, start hitting us now if you want to get a heads up on it. Start thinking, because definitely New York, Philly, Baltimore, DMV, Atlanta, Florida, New Orleans, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, LA, at a minimum. So y'all are still going to be hearing these episodes, but they're going to be a little less in real time. But we did a pretty good job recording them.
I think we did, yeah.
Everyone kept the time super vague.
Yeah,
so
there
won't
was no,
be able to tell.
No references to now.
We went super in depth. Shout out to Pavement Coffee.
Oh. Huh.
Because we're in the future a little bit now in a weird way, but starting 4 days from now, they're going to be providing coffee.
No way.
For our other day of recording. That's still cool. Tuesday night, and they're closed, but we record on Sundays as well, and they're definitely open.
Word.
And so you're going to hear some caffeination in a couple of these.
Yes, we are going to be buzzing.
Yeah, and shout out to Skull Candy. They're sending us some headphones well. Yeah, yeah. People are starting to notice, man. We got things going on.
Yeah, things are going down.
And on another note with that, too, one of the things about being off air when we record is it opens up more options. We're really pursuing syndication in a way. So I guess I can say this. We don't have the exact time, but by the time this drops, we'll be syndicated on Lo-Fi Hip Hop Thought, which is a internet station.
Wow.
Shout out to Santi. I met her at Hoop Hop through Bakari JB.
Cool.
She was live streaming Hoop Hop and we started talking.
That's neat.
And she's going to pick us up. So we're going to be live streaming there on Wednesdays. Wow. We're Monday mornings at WMFO, 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be reaching out to more radio stations as we go, possibly while I'm traveling around the country as well. And if you're tuned in and you're wondering, okay, why do I care about you streaming on there? I'm listening to you on a podcast. Or vice versa, if you're tuned in on another thing and you're like, well, I'm just going to subscribe to your podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The big thing with those are that's more of a gift to the artists than the listeners, so to speak. It really gives them an opportunity to check in with us once and then hit people all over at different right. times. It just really boosts their signal.
If we're in radio stations in different cities, like that's so much bigger to Boston artists,
right.
I think.
So it's going to boost the signal for the artists.
That's so cool.
It's going to make their visits
I love it.
Radiate. And then on the flip side, because it all becomes more valuable, we can give them more. We can get more people on board. It's just going to start snowballing.
Yeah.
You should still always subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get it. But and it'll catch people who are just passing through. And it just gives these other stations a quality piece of programming to add to their rotation. Mm-hmm. And it helps them keep, and a lot of these are going to be underground stations as well, or independent stations. It helps keep them going because they can offer a quality thing to tune into. So it's just all, it's going to be good. I'm excited. Yeah. Circulating.
Good times.
Dude, but isn't it way better recording this way though? Because it was stressful live.
It was. Yeah. I think there was a lot of just setting, because like, especially with the hour system, like you are walking in 3 minutes before your hour long like talk. Like we usually have like 40, it comes out to like 40 minutes on
yeah.
Spotify, but like we sit here for just straight 60 minutes. And when you run into the radio station to do that, it's like you just like run in with your arms full of everything and you like say hi to the DJ and you're like absolutely silent while they're like finishing up and we're like, all right, we're gonna put on LFOD and we'll catch you guys later, you know,
right?
And then click, and then you're like and like it's this 3 minute process. And I used to remember like trying to start some small talk with you and like saying things and then like looking up and you're just like on a computer like click click click, click and then like doing the, and I just learned about all that, how to do all that stuff, and I like I'm sitting there and I'm like I realize
I can't believe exactly, I was trying to talk to him.
Exactly, yeah, like I can't believe like I realize completely now why he was just like I don't have time to like I'm tuning A-ball out at the moment, like muting the mic and
yeah
the headphones in. It was mad funny.
Well dude, yeah, I don't want to say it was stressful because I actually like recording live.
Yeah,
I enjoy it, but I mean the stressful for us, it's like you just said, it was because it yeah. was, we're on a college station. It's not designed around our, they don't, we have an hour slot
yeah.
and it's literally an hour, no exceptions.
Right.
In
it's
and
like
out.
You do it
It's
then,
not set up for us. We bring, it. We're setting up cameras. We're like barging in, trying oh, to get yeah. every, that's why we played that Rage song. Cause we need 3.5 minutes to log into everything we had to do, download yeah. it, do this, do that. Shout out to the FCC. We had to hit our, you know, tags and all that. Mm-hmm. And this way we have time to kind of like pause in between, check the camera, make sure it's recording well.
It's like we can even be like a little bit late and it's not like, and now like Alex has just walked in, you know, and you hear me like shuffling in and sitting down like, hey, you know. Like,
yeah, because we had to start.
We can just start 5 minutes later if yeah. we need, you know.
And that happened to artists sometimes too.
Yeah.
If they caught traffic, it was like,
well,
we'll do our best, but now you're going to have a 10-minute interview.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So
it's rough, but
yeah,
like things feel streamlined now.
Yeah, we're in our zone. We're just
yeah
doing it. We're a river. We flowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We found our like crevice to shoot through, and now we're full blast.
Phrasing, yo. So we'll be back, LFOD Radio. After this, I'm gonna actually play one of those Gibb records.
Solid.
Off his mixtape. Off his shift tape, we'll call it. He banged out quite a few. The question is, which one you want? Here's the names. I'll read you the names.
Okay. Let's do this.
MBTA sucks.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I love you, Cliff. Not Tottenham, but Thottenham. My new boo from Peru. Park at Citizens Bank. She got a Betty Boop tattoo on her face. Working on my FICO.
Okay. MBTA sucks or parking at the Citizens Bank.
All right, we'll do both.
Okay.
MBTA Sucks was the first record. This is the 220 BPM madness. Okay. Get ready.
Sounds like you're on the red line.
Give DJ, Audio Mac, The Shift. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. A-Ball just broke it down to that new Gib.
That was fun.
The new Gibby. Gib, yeah, DJ.
I like beats that just are really, really out there. You know, they're like, there are musicians who are like, I'm gonna just do it. Like, I'm gonna just like put some stuff down and then like it comes out good. It's,
yeah,
just good. It's just unique and it's just good.
Like, yeah,
I love it.
That's him. So shout out. Let me see if it's kind of cool to like just be able to chat.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we typically have some like very like structured conversations.
Right.
And you know, it's not like it makes it less entertaining, but because there's always a small frame and then something just goes
and
way out of that. Yeah.
And we have a guest. We need to make sure we get their story out.
And it's always their story and more, as long as we know what questions we're asking. It's like, I like that.
But right.
This is also nice.
Yeah, it's good to just let people know how we're feeling.
Yeah. Like, it's nice to.
Yeah.
It's nice to just like have a conversation instead of like sit there and like ask a question and then have it turn into a conversation, but like be thinking about like prying into someone.
Right.
You know, this is a bit more relaxed.
But yeah, we'll let people know though.
Not prying.
We did.
I think that's a bad word.
We did prepare for this too. So
we
don't think that you can just win.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah, don't
to aspiring podcasts out there, like, you got to prepare for even the ones that you're just chatting.
I agree with that. It's kind of wild. I feel like I wasn't even prepared, and I definitely went through stuff in my head like twice today.
There's a lot.
I'm going to talk about New York. I'm going to talk about all that.
Yeah. So I think we hit everything. We still have I still have notes on what I wanted to hit. We hit the road trip.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the new season. Is this unprofessional? I don't know. Really, briefly, so by the time this drops, we'll have done our State of New England Hip Hop episode. We usually record these a week before. The State of New England Hip Hop is next Tuesday, and we're not dropping an episode. We're just going to tell everyone, hey, get out here. And then the week after is when we'll be dropping this episode.
Okay. I'm kind of following. But.
Or we may even, depends on when we get the audio back from WBUR, because they're recording it. So the week after is when we'll be dropping this. So this will be far in the future, so it doesn't make sense for us to promote it. Other than that, it hasn't happened yet. It will have happened by the time you heard this. I'm just going to assume it was incredible. You know, a lot of gems were dropped. A lot was learned. And when you're hearing this one, we will be back next week with either a replay of that episode or a recap, depending on how it shakes out. If they get us the audio at the right clip, we'll replay it, and then we'll drop the recap after. If not, we'll drop the recap first and kind of be like, hey, here's what's coming. Here's our takeaways. You can listen to it with this in mind, and you'll get some things out of it. So we're heading into a State of New England Hip Hop binge, back-to-back episodes on that. Yeah.
All right. I was having trouble following that, but I think...
You think you got it?
Yeah, I think I got
Maybe.
It.
Maybe?
Yeah.
It's mostly, while we're doing behind-the-scenes stuff, we might as well...
I'll just listen back.
Know.
I won't ask you
to teach
yourself.
Yeah, just keep hitting that. Most podcast apps have that little, like, back 15 seconds
thing. Oh, yeah.
So
beautiful.
Just start hammering
it.
That until it makes sense. so we'll be doing that. I didn't get to... I want to talk about the Game album. I like the Game album.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check it out.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that. We'll see if that holds up in 3 weeks. Yeah,
so
I think
much
that's about
on.
It. There's a lot. Tomorrow's the BMAs.
Yeah.
So again, this is going to drop way after.
Yeah. I don't know.
We might be winners. We might be winners by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
I'm giving us, I think we have a betting chance.
Yeah.
I'd take the bet.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't want to say I'm like getting my hopes up, going to be sitting there like crossing my fingers when they announce it, but like, I think that's going to be a tense moment that we're going to feel some like tension as they're like, and the best.
You can't
radio.
Play it cool no matter how much you want to.
Yeah, you can't play it cool.
I feel like
it's possible.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just see.
Yeah.
We'll just see, and it'll be fun.
I'll
way.
Be happy either yeah. way. Shout out Tony White one more time, because I tweeted that today. I was like, I wonder if we will win or if we'll win a BMA tomorrow. And he was like, what'd he say? I'll read it exactly, because I wasn't even looking for... I just put, like, thoughts out, you know?
TMZ talks about tweets. We can do it.
And he said, y'all got nominated and shook ish up all year. Word. Already won, all caps.
Word.
Shout out, Tony.
I appreciate that. That makes me feel warm inside.
He's going to like this episode. See, if you tune in and talk to us, we'll talk about you.
Yeah.
Join the family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
So, it is fun.
We're talking to you, but you can't talk back at the moment.
Not right now. You can talk to us on Twitter at LFOD Radio with an underscore, at LFOD Radio on Instagram, LFOD Life on Facebook. We got to get out of here. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. I just put together the playlist of what we spun in November.
It was dank.
3 slides long. It's going to take 3 whole posts to get it out there.
Really?
We played a lot of music
That's
in
good.
November. So if you got more music, keep sending it. Because even though we're not, you know, recording live, we're still playing music on the episodes.
Mm.
So please send us music submissions at LFODradio.com. Get on the YouTube. We're dropping a lot of stuff there. Pomegranate flamed their extra bars. So we're going to get those up on the YouTube.
We'll be spinning it on FM radio too.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the patrons. Patreon.com/LFODLife. And then shout out the record company. Shout out Pavement Coffee.
Yeah, shout out Pavement.
Shout out Skull Candy.
Yeah, shout out WMFO.
Shout out WMFO.
Yeah.
Shout out everyone who was a part of LFOD and this journey yeah. we've been on, because if we do win,
right.
it's for all of us.
It's it home really, it's team a beautiful or no thing. Team. You and know? I'm such a new member of this family that I feel like I don't even know enough people to like thank the people that I need to, you know?
You're going to, someday I'm going to have a big cookout and everyone's going to come.
Word. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It is, man. Yeah. Maybe we'll do it on LFOD day. So, all right, we got to get out of here, man.
Word.
Go get some pizza or something.
Yeah, but that's not so sad.
Yeah. Thank y'all. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Love.
Yeah. Peace.
It's about all the little things.